The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Vampire bats living in Costa Rica are growing in number as they are sucking their blood meals from cattle rather than wild rainforest mammals, a snack swap based more on accessibility than taste. And naturally, this has farmers concerned. So to see if the farmers were right about the overall trend in bats' new diets, scientists are using a new bat breath analysis study in which they measure the isotopes in exhaled carbon dioxide in wild vampire bats. The potential victims of vampire bats in Costa Rica are either cattle or rainforest mammals such as tapirs and peccaries. The two animal groups feed on different plants with distinct levels of carbon isotopes. Therefore, scientists expected that the stable carbon isotope signature in bat breath would change according to their diet. And it ends up the bat breath showed the chemical marks of cattle, indicating that the last blood meal of the flying mammals almost always was a cow. The vampire bats don't necessarily prefer bovine blood, but cattle are held in fenced-in open pastures, making them and their blood much more accessible than that of free-roaming rainforest mammals. Fortunately, vampire bats only very occasionally feed on human blood. But keep your feet inside the tent when in the tropics.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.